with today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call as we're pleased to have Bowling Green head coach Scott Loeffler. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday afternoon at Notre Dame after getting back to your office and watching the film and talk about the performance by your Falcons.
Offensively, I thought there was some positive to take from a game that was very tough, against a very tough opponent. And I thought at times we moved the ball, not consistently enough, but we moved the ball. And the biggest issue that we're having on offense right now is I thought, just like I said, I thought we at times moved the ball fairly well, but we're having a hard time getting into the end zone. We're having a hard time finding that explosion play that'll carry us into the end zone. But offensively, I thought there was some glimmer of hope at times. I thought there was some times where we played fairly well. Defensively, I thought the front seven did as good a job as they possibly can do versus a very talented Notre Dame front. The back end, we struggled. We gave up way too many explosion plays. We had trouble in the red area. I think there were 6 of 6. And then we couldn't get off the field on third down, and we had multiple coverage breakdowns, mismatch troubles. And so that was the story on defense.
And a reminder for our writers in the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Loeffler and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. After concluding league play, what have you learned about your Falcons through 6 weeks of college football?
We've got a long way to go. We've got depth trouble at almost every single position. The one thing that is positive is we've got some kids with some very good attitudes right now. They haven't given in. They've been fighting the fight every day. And our major objective is to become more competitive, become more fundamentally sound, play with more emotion, and all of which they're trying on a daily basis. But we've got a long way to go. There's a lot of holes that we need to fix. And we've got extreme depth problems at every single position right now.
For quarterback Grant Loy, coming off of Saturday's performance, what can Grant learn from that performance, taking it in as you go into league play?
Ups and downs. There were some really good things that he did in that game, and there were some things that he would love to have back. He needs to learn to stay on rhythm. There's times whenever we had some open receivers that he was late with the ball, and we were not able to establish yak yards through timing, rhythm, and accuracy. But there were some things that he did really well. I thought he ran the ball tough. I thought he had great emotion and tried to lead our team. He made a couple plays in the pass game. He hit a deep sail with some anticipation, which was great to see. But there's obviously a lot to work on also.
Turning the page and looking forward to Saturday with the Toledo Rockets and the rivalry game, first of all, talk about how special this rivalry will be for you as you enter it for your first year, and then perhaps if you can get into looking at film, talk about some of the challenges Toledo will present both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, growing up in the state of Ohio, I always watched the Notre Dame-Michigan game at the beginning of the year. I always watched the Ohio State-Michigan game, and I always watched the rivalry at I-75. From as young as I can remember, I watched those three games. So it's going to be – I've been a part of two of them. I've been a part of the Notre Dame-Michigan game. I've been a part of the Ohio State-Michigan game, and it's super exciting, and I'm honored to be a part of a great rivalry in college football. And I'm really looking forward to Saturday and our guys competing.
When you look at film of – Toledo, talk about some of the challenges you'll see from the Rockets, both offensively and defensively.
I think they've done a great job recruiting, and I think they've done a great job of developing their talent on all three phases of their football team. They're hands down probably one of the most talented teams in our conference. They're very they're extremely well coached. They've had consistency over that program for, as long as I can remember, probably 10 years, there's been consistency in terms of leadership there. And that's the reason they're good. They've had the same system in place there for multiple years. They've recruited well. They developed well. And they're hands down probably one of our best teams in this conference on all three phases of the football.
For your Falcons, obviously going through and finishing up with non-conference play, now you're in a stretch of three of the next four at home. Just talk about the importance of winning those home games as you get into league play and the importance of those.
Yeah, playing at home is it's a special place here at Deut. We've got to take advantage of being at home. We've got some tough opponents coming in here over the next several weeks, but it's always good to play in front of your home crowd. It's good to play in a very familiar environment. And we've got to play really well, and we got to stay together and take everything play by play.
Overall, talk about the success and where you want to see improvement in your running game. Obviously, Davin Jones averaging 4.5 yards a carry, Andrew Clair 4.1. Just talk about where you want to see progression and growth from your Falcons running game.
Two areas, consistency. We're not consistent right now. We are an up-and-down rushing football team, and explosion plays. We haven't had an explosion run yet in terms of, you know, a 25, 30-yard touchdown run. We're able to get the 4-yard, 5-yard gains, but they're not consistent, and then we're missing the explosion form of in our run game.
And then on the defensive side, where is one area that you'd like to see the most improvement as we now transition into league play from your defense?
We got to play better in the back end, and that's going to be a process. We're playing a bunch of young guys in the back end. We've got a freshman that's starting at corner right now, and every single time that he walks out there, it's a learning experience. It's a very difficult league, and the non-league schedule was having such a young guy and young people back in the back end, that we were facing guys that can really throw the football. And that's not going to change here. You know, you got Western coming, you've got Toledo coming, Central Michigan, all of which are very good in the throw game. And it'll be challenging for those guys in the back end. So we need to see back end improvement for sure.
Well, Scott, I'll let you get back to preparation for Toledo. Again, I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Scott. Again, I'm Scott Loeffler and his Bowling Green Falcons coming off the 52-0 loss at number 9-ranked Notre Dame. For Bowling Green, they will be hosting Toledo this coming Saturday, October 12th, that game at noon Eastern, and televised by CBS Sports Network.